Hello, and welcome to this week's Rubbernecking Podcast. I'm Amanda.
I'm Steven.
And we're kind of, we haven't been on here in a while, have we, Steven?
We haven't. We've been busy, very busy.
So are you
going
to sing today? Are you going to break out an Elvis tune for me?
Not today. You know, with the 60 years of rock and roll, I think I would probably give it a little.
And we do have a lot to talk
about. Yeah.
Yeah. So we have a new time-lapse video, and our silent podcast member, who doesn't say much over here, put it together.
Yeah.
Not Steven. It's Bevan, our silent member. And it's now available on youtube.com/officialgraceland.
Yeah, this is, it's actually pretty good time lapse. It's 5 or 6 days, I think.
I think it's 9 days.
9 days.
9 days it took them to completely construct this exhibit, and now you can go watch it in under 3 minutes.
And you know, I watched it and I was looking for us, because you know we were in there.
Yeah, we shot a video in there.
We shot a video in there, but I didn't see us on the time lapse. Like, it must just be because the camera wasn't in
right
there at the time.
Right. Yeah, when I think it takes images every so often.
Okay.
So you kind of get just like a feel of what they went through to put that together.
Yeah,
but it's
yeah
neat to see it, because it all kind of just comes together in the end.
It's a good video. I didn't get to see us, and I was
And if you didn't know, we opened our new exhibit a couple of weeks ago. It's now open at Graceland. It's part of the VIP tour. And you can also save $120 and plan your trip to Graceland by going to elvis.com/60-years-package.
Yeah, the package actually includes some pretty cool stuff.
Heartbreak Hotel.
Yeah. I think it has some tickets to like Hard Rock and some other things,
right? Yeah, Sun Studio. I think it's a complete Memphis experience, so definitely check it out. And speaking of which, a Memphis experience, Scout Day is coming up.
Yeah, we've had Scout Days for I think like 8 or so years now.
Yes, and it's so much fun. Last year I was in the karaoke room, so if you guys come this year, I'm the karaoke person because I've requested to be there again. And we were on the microphone just singing and dancing with all the scouts. It was so much fun.
Yeah, and like you said, if you haven't been here, it's the opportunity for scouts to come learn about Elvis, come learn about Graceland, and also learn some things to earn achievements towards their rankings, the pins and the belt loops for the Boy Scout and Girl Scout.
Yeah. And our deadline for early registration, I think, was March 5th, and we extended it because, in case you guys didn't know, Graceland actually had to close on Monday because of weather in Memphis.
Hmm.
We had an ice storm. So because of that, a couple of troops needed a little more time, and so we've extended the early registration to March 12th, and you definitely want to sign up because you and your family can come tour Graceland for $15.
And that's over 50%
off. That's everything.
Yeah.
And then plus we have all these people that come in and set up booths and have like activities for the kids. And it's just a neat experience. And I heard that there might be a race car here this year.
Really?
Yes. So
well,
you heard it here first on the podcast that there's even more stuff to see on Scout Day.
Yeah, so if you're planning on coming, that's a great way to come to learn about Elvis, to come learn about Graceland.
Mm-hmm. And earn badges.
And it's something that if you haven't been able to come, you might as well enjoy while you can for more than 50%
off.
Yeah,
absolutely. And then you can earn pin requirements, merit badges. And then after the 12th, it goes up to $20. So it's still a great deal, whether you register early or register after March 12th. Definitely want to check it out. And speaking of which, we'll go across seas for a minute, and we're going to go to Europe. And we have more sold-out shows for Elvis Presley on stage. Like, this thing is just selling out over there.
We get like a phone call or email every week saying
every week saying, oh, we got more shows
sold out.
We need you to update the website. And so the sold out shows now are in Dublin, Ireland, York, England, and Ipswich, United Kingdom. I hope I said that right. If I didn't, I apologize. But so those shows are sold out. So you got to get these tickets quick.
And that, you know, it's a good and bad thing, I guess. For the good thing is that they're being sold out very quickly. The bad thing is the people that
haven't got their tickets, but there's still, I think there's over 30 shows taking place all over Europe. If you haven't got your tickets, I'm pretty sure there's another location that's close to you that you can get in and see it. And it's Elvis Presley on stage. It's a music experience that's going to feature Elvis on a state-of-the-art video screen,
okay,
performing stuff from Las Vegas.
Really?
Yeah. So they're going to be highlighting Las Vegas this year. And Europeans love Elvis, and they never got a chance to see him in concert. Yeah. So it's so neat that we get to bring that to them now. And Graceland will be on the road, too, so you can see some cool artifacts, and you can find out about planning a trip to come see us here at Graceland.
Cool. So if you didn't know about the artifacts, now you do. Amanda has a lot of secrets that you're giving away today.
On things, yeah. Well, I'm just on emails that I kind of get a little heads up on. So.
Okay, well, she's a good person to know here at EPE. So, and also, you know, there's a new book called The Shades of Elvis that's now available.
Yeah, that's Priscilla's. Priscilla worked on that, didn't she?
She did. It's you have 75 different talents or celebrities that actually wore Elvis's sunglasses.
Mm-hmm.
And they, you know, had photographers out there taking photos, and it looks like they had a lot of fun.
Yeah, I know Scotty Moore's in it. I know Adam Lambert's in it. There's a few celebrities that just were dying to be a part of this. It's been going on for years, and it's now available, and you can go purchase it.
Yeah, it's shadesofelvis.com, right?
Yeah, well, shadesofelvis.net, I believe.
.net,
yeah,
okay.
.net. And Priscilla was, like, hands-on, a big part of this project, and it's just a neat look at, like, all of these celebrities who've been influenced by Elvis, whether it was his music career, his movie career, his clothing, humanitarian efforts, his style. I mean, it's just amazing how much influence he still has.
Yeah, and if you go to the website, you can actually see behind the scene.
Oh, that is so cool.
Footage.
Yeah.
And it's really cool. Like I said, it looks like they're having a lot of fun, and it's something that I know that Priscilla worked very hard on. So.
Yeah, and speaking of Priscilla, it came out this week, and it's a CNN article if you guys haven't seen it, but she's also been named the ambassador and spokesperson for the Dream Foundation.
Wow.
And she's been involved with it since like 1997. I think we had somebody come out. It was a dreamer that came out, and they sent her a thank you note, and she was so touched by that thank you note that she was just, you know, chomping at the bits to become a part of it and be a spokesperson for it. And so now she's really speaking out on it. If you want to see that article, it's on CNN.com.
All right, cool.
And Priscilla.
Yeah, she's doing big things.
Bringing good things to the world, continuing the legacy.
And she was here at Graceland
two weeks ago. And she actually went and toured. I was with them on that trip. She went to tour the birthplace. And it was her. She went with Elvis many times when they were married. And she said often it would be like rendezvous visits where they would just kind of sneak in and sneak out. And it wasn't a museum. It obviously wasn't what it is today. So this was her first time actually seeing birthplace as it is today. Mm-hmm. And it was so interesting going on the tour with her because she would stop and she would read every single text panel. She would watch every single video. You know, she was really, really interested in it. She went outside and a lot of guests were there, and they obviously didn't know she was going to be there. And she went and took photos with them and talked to them and hugged them.
Did she take a selfie?
Yeah, she was just so awesome. I think she did take a few selfies.
There you go.
Actually, I think she did, because a couple of fans wanted photos with her, and she just walked right up to them. And, like, she was part of their crew. I was very impressed by her, and she had a really good time, and it seemed like she was really, really impressed with it, too.
Okay.
Yeah, and it was so funny because she would see stuff about, like, aunts and grandmothers and uncles, part of the Presley family, and she would call them by their nickname. And it's just kind of neat to see her in that element. But yeah, so, and you can see photos of that on our Facebook page too.
Okay, well, speaking of her coming to Graceland, we actually had some other people here at Graceland this past weekend.
We have had an interesting week here at Graceland. Jeff Dunham, who's a comedian, everybody knows him, he's hilarious. He was here on Sunday with his wife, and we've got a picture of him and his wife at Grace, or in the front of Graceland on Facebook. You can check it out, Elvis Presley's Graceland on Facebook.
Okay.
And then we have a quartet from Kenya that came here, and this wasn't something we just kind of found. This, and there's a really, really cool photo of one of the sisters in the racquetball building, and
it's a good photo.
It's a neat picture, and it's three sisters, and they travel around, and they're getting ready to go to Chicago to Trinity United Church, which is where Barack Obama and his wife attend, to do a big performance for like 7,000 people, and they stopped by here on their way, and we just kind of stumbled upon it on Twitter. And it's just a neat photo. So if you want to check it out, go to @visitGraceland on Twitter.
Okay, well, I think we're almost through, and we're going to close it out pretty soon. But we have a couple of ETA festivals coming up. You have the Rockin' Elvis Fest at Pala Casino in Pala, California. That's March 14th through the 16th.
Mm-hmm.
You have the Georgia Elvis Festival in Brunswick, Georgia. That's also March 14th through 16th. And then coming in April, we have the second annual Elvis at Auto Fair. And that one's going to be pretty good.
That's going to be interesting. I think Graceland's going to be bringing some artifacts to that one, too.
Yeah.
A big big artifact is going to that one.
Yeah, and if you were there last year, this year you will be surprised at what's going to be there.
Yeah, and you will not be disappointed.
I mean, maybe. And it's
well,
not,
I bet Angie's got her work cut out for her.
Yeah, it's not finalized, but there may be a special guest there, too.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, see, you know stuff, too, that I don't know.
Well, it's a big name in racing, and, you know, it hadn't been finalized yet, so I probably shouldn't be saying it, but you may see a
maybe.
Big name.
Oh, well, very cool. I'll have to tune in for that. Yeah. A couple of other things. If we have fans in Colorado, be on the lookout, because Graceland is hitting the road this month, and our first stop is Denver, Colorado.
Oh.
And a personal favorite, I love Colorado, I love Denver. And so be looking for Kevin, who's normally on the podcast, which is why we're doing the podcast today, because he's hitting up all of your local TV stations and radios and newspapers to talk about our new exhibit.
And I think Denver has, coming up pretty soon, Denver's going to have some flights here to Memphis,
yes,
right?
Yes, they do. Frontier Airlines, which is based out of Denver, Colorado, is going to start nonstop flights to Memphis beginning Friday.
Okay.
And I was looking at them just because I'm a huge fan of Denver. And the flights starting on Friday are $75. So if you want to come see the King's Castle, book your flight now on Frontier Airlines. If you're in Colorado, or you can connect from Colorado, it's still only $75. You can't beat that.
Okay.
So definitely check it out. And I think we've got a fun contest that we're going to help out with, and maybe you can win a trip to Graceland.
Okay.
Yeah. And then also, we had a couple of sightings this week, too. And one I know came from the Oscars. And there, it's a rumor, but I don't know. Elvis may or may have not photobombed Ellen's picture from the Oscars, the selfie. And, yeah, but I think you can see it on Elvis Presley's Graceland Facebook page if you want to see it. And also during the Oscars, they did a recap or a retrospect of Angela Lansbury's life, and they featured Elvis in Blue Hawaii. So it was neat to see Elvis in the Oscars. Yeah. One last thing, and then we're going to wrap it up and let you guys have a great weekend. We have the American Athletic Conference coming to Memphis next week.
Yeah, the basketball tournament at the FedEx Forum.
Which will be fun. A lot of basketball fans in town. So, and we're going to light up Graceland red, white, and blue.
Oh, that's going to be really fun.
Yeah. So there'll be pictures, and we'll make sure you guys can see them. But you got to follow us on social media at Visit Graceland, Elvis Presley's Graceland on Facebook. And I think that's going to wrap it up for us. You got anything else, Steven?
Sounds good to me.
Do you have any insights, anything that we don't know about?
That's really about it. Although I will give a shout out to Winnicalee High School. Their band was here
today
while I was doing Elvis Radio.
Oh,
so,
very neat.
They were out there performing for guests here at Graceland. Very good. They're out of Wisconsin.
Are they like a marching band or a symphony? Or
I believe a marching band, and then they're choir members as well. So they were, I know when I was on Elvis Radio, they were performing Blue Suede Shoes. So
very cool. Very cool.
Very
so big
fun.
Shout out to them. And yep. If you've got a band or a school group, we've got special rates for them.
Yeah, if you go to elvis.com/Graceland or elvis.com/groups, you can find out more information about that, as well as performing here at Graceland. So fun times.
Yeah, fun times. Well, that's going to wrap it up for us this week. You guys have a great weekend, and we'll see you next week.